The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case brought by a former spy for the CIA. He accuses the agency of breaking its promise to take care of him after he defected to the U.S. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has the story.
In court, he's known simply as John Doe. It's not his real name, of course, and the name he goes by isn't his real name either. Doe is a spy. According to documents filed in federal court in Seattle, this high-ranking diplomat of an Eastern Bloc country was recruited by the CIA during the Cold War and asked to spy on his home country. In return, the CIA brought him and his wife to the U.S., gave them new identities, and, according to Doe, promised to take care of them for life. Betsy Alanez, along with Steve Hale of the Perkins Coie law firm, is representing the Does.
They gave up their standing, their financial position. They gave up really the core of their identity, their experience, their education, their friends, their family, and they made all those sacrifices for our benefit.
Initially, the CIA provided the Does with an income that grew over time from $20,000 to $27,000 a year. Once Doe was employed and self-sufficient, the payment stopped. Then Doe lost his job in a corporate merger and couldn't find another. Mark Zaid, a Washington, D.C. lawyer familiar with the case, picks up the Doe's story.
He and his wife turned to the CIA and said, "We need help. We're out of work. We can't survive. You promised us." And this is only about 10 or so years after the fact that they had come to the United States. "You promised us," and the CIA said, "Sorry, there's nothing we can do." In fact, sent the Does apparently a letter stating, "Thank you so much for your service to the United States. We're sorry, but budgetary constraints prevent us from helping you out in these dire times. See you soon."
The Does challenged the agency, first internally, and when that failed, they took the highly unusual step of suing the CIA in federal court. The legal issues are complex, but in short, the government contends this matter shouldn't be in the courts at all. It cites a Supreme Court precedent dating back to the post-Civil War era that says secret agreements with spies are not reviewable by the courts. But the Does, now U.S. citizens, say they have been denied liberty and due process, and so far the lower courts have largely agreed with them. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear the case in the upcoming term. Neither the CIA nor the Justice Department would comment on the case. Indeed, the CIA hasn't explicitly acknowledged that the Does even exist. Whatever the ultimate legal outcome, the case raises questions about how spies are treated if they defect to the U.S., and it raises questions about the ability of the U.S. to recruit spies in the future.
The most important relationship between a case officer, a spy runner, and his spy is trust.
Fred Hitz is a former inspector general of the CIA and author of the new book, The Great Game, The Myth and Reality of Espionage.
We can't afford to get the reputation of not following through on our commitments to spies if we expect to get any in the future. And the agency knows that. And so, you know, I think what we're going to find here is that there's a misunderstanding that the Does are really hot about.
A former agency general counsel, Jeffrey Smith, says there have been other cases of former spies becoming dissatisfied. But he says, in his experience, the CIA has been very good and tried hard to be responsive to defectors.
Many defectors sometimes have a hard time adjusting to life in this country and understandably get frustrated at the agency because they believe that they should be given much more support than they have, than they're given. So this is not an easy thing for the agency, and I'm sympathetic to both sides.
The upcoming Supreme Court review of the Doe case will shine a light on all of this. Never before have a former spy and the CIA squared off in the nation's highest court. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.